Welcome to Cirro Talk Tech Chat number 15. This is Michael Loft. Tonight we are talking about reading software. In the past, we've talked about websites for finding books and magazines and other materials, and some of those we're going to have to come back and revisit as there have been updates. There's the new NLS site and the new RFBD where you can actually download the books, or if you, I understand, I didn't see it, but if you have them mail you the CDs, you do not have to return them. So a lot of innovative things. Of course, NFB has their new news line with news in your pocket so that you can get newspapers and put them on your Victor stream, or you can go to a website and review them so you're not strictly limited to a touch-tone phone. So a lot of cool stuff going on, enhancing our abilities to read. So tonight we're going to talk about four different technologies for that purpose in the way of software. We're going to begin. Jedi is going to do a demo. She was there pretty much from the beginning with the KNFB reader and is going to talk about some tips and tricks that she has learned that's going to be very helpful for getting the most out of a costly but yet pretty functional and powerful reader for the Nokia N82 or I believe the 6220 phones. Talk a little bit about Kurzweil K1000 reader, and we'll talk to a few people on here using OpenBook. I don't have it myself, but we'll get your opinions on that. And we'll talk about Cirrotech's own document scan, the affordable and functional $159 option. So we're going to begin with Jedi, who's joining us from Washington, and yes, that is her legal name, Jedi. I want to thank you for joining us, and I'm excited to learn from you all those little hard-to-find, unless you ask the right person, kind of things to know to optimize getting the most out of the KNFB reader. The option for the Nokia N82, and many people bought the phone, like myself, for that specific reason. So thanks for joining us.
Hi, my name is Jedi, and I'm hoping that I'm coming in clearly for everyone. I have a Nokia N82 that I purchased in September because of the KNFB reader. I am a member of the National Federation of the Blind and have been since 2002. I have been active since 2003. The last, you know, the first year of my activity, I was a senior in high school, so there wasn't a whole lot I could do. But ever since 2003, I have been extremely active in the NFB. One of the NFB's projects was the development of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. And it is called the KNFB Reader because the National Federation of the Blind and other interested blind persons have been involved in its development from day one. If I remember correctly, we started the project in 2004. I know we started talking about the project with Raymond Kurzweil in 2004, and we really started looking at making this piece of machinery in 2005. I tested the first KNFB reader in the spring of 2005, I believe. And back at that point, it was what's now called the KNFB Reader Classic. It was a PDA device. First Kurzweil reading machine was the size of a washing machine, and over the time it has progressed into something the size of, say, like a desktop scanner, and now at that point we can have it as small as a PDA, as long and wide as a PDA, and about as thick as a large sandwich. Now, we still didn't think that was small enough, and when I first tested the reader, it was very slow, hard to aim, and it certainly had a steep learning curve, and so we streamlined the reader considerably and put it into a cell phone. And as Michael's told you, it's available in both the Nokia N82 and also in the 6620. Is that right, Michael?
I believe it's 6220,
yes.
Isn't it?
The KNFB Reader is an application for your cell phone for either of these models. And as I said, I have this application in my cell phone. Now, before we get started with a demo, I want to tell you a little bit about what the KNFB Reader can do up to this point. There are quite a few features. The KNFB Reader can read standard print on any kind of standard document, light on dark or dark on light. So for example, you could read an office memo or even the page in a book or the back of a DVD case in most cases, and even some packaging, depending on how complex the background is on the text. So the reader, we have recently discovered, can also take snapshots of a computer screen, and I'll be demoing that in a few minutes. The reader can also tell currency and has been able to do that for quite some time before we actually put the reader into a cell phone, so that's exciting. The reader can also translate languages. So, for example, if you take a picture of a document in Spanish, you can actually translate said document into English. And I was what was called a pioneer. And the KNFB Reader Pioneer Program allowed blind people to field test the machine. I was chosen to field test in Washington State because I'm a student. And so it gave us an opportunity to see how the reader handles study material, but also how user-friendly it is and how easy it is to carry about in our environment. I had a KNFB Reader Classic of my very own, and it was a wonderful device, but again, it was too large. I took it with me to school, but rarely did I feel interested in taking the machine with me to a restaurant or something, and so it did very little good sitting in my bedroom at home, and that's what really compelled me to take the plunge and buy the cell phone. Now, also before we continue, I'd like to say something a little bit about price. I know many of you have thought about buying the KNFB Reader, and I highly encourage you to do so if you have a means by which to get the funding for it. The KNFB Reader has dropped in price significantly. The first KNFB Reader, the PDA with the camera, cost about $3,500. It came down in price to $2,900 when we put it in a cell phone, the software itself. And the software cost something like, I want to say like $2,300, the software itself at that point. The talk software, mobile speak, cost about $295 if you want to use that. And the phone itself costs, I think the going rate now is $350 brand new. And for me, I also have Wayfinder in here. So for me, it cost me about $2,700 for the entire Reader phone Wayfinder package. The phone software, the KNFB Reader software, costs only $999. The price has gone down considerably, so give it a real think. But let me put the proof where the pudding is. Let me put my money where my mouth is. And speaking of money, let's go ahead and start by scanning money. So I have my reader in my hand, so I'm going to activate the reader.
Hello, I'm with KNFB Reader Mobile.
Okay, so it just said home, which means that it's in the main interface screen. And recently, the folks at KNFB Reader Mobile have created a more Symbian-style interface. So for those of you who worked with the KNFB Reader back when it was in its 5.x series, it's improved greatly since the upgrade to 6.x series, and that's been the major change. So I'm going to activate what's called image capture mode, and that's going to allow me to take the photo.
Image capture.
Okay, it said image capture. For ease, I have the bill sitting on what I know to be a dark background. This is not necessary, but when reading money, it's really useful to have a simple background. Whether the background is light or dark doesn't seem to make any difference, but the simpler the better. So if, for example, you can put the money on a white piece of paper or maybe on your lap, or if you are standing and you want to identify a bill, if you point the front side of the bill toward the ground as you hold the bill and the reader above the bill, that makes it easy. So again, it's just a matter of exploration. But what I have here is the bill on a dark surface with no visual clutter. I've got the reader over the bill so that the reader is positioned in the same orientation as the bill. That means that if I were to lay the reader right on top of the bill, they should both be going either lengthwise or widthwise. The zero key and actually take a photo of the bill.
Processing U.S. currency image. Please wait.
Detecting orientation.
$50.
The reader will also tell you what direction the bill is facing. In this case, the bill is facing to the left and it's right side up. It can be useful if you use a vending machine. Now, I also have with me a package, you know, like something you would have in your home. And I've got Zicam, which is like a cold remedy. And so in this case, what I'm going to do is put the phone in image capture mode.
Image capture.
I like to hold the package in one hand and hold the reader almost kind of like how you might hold a magnifying glass in the other, so that the screen is roughly at nose level and the package itself is about 10 inches to a foot away from the phone itself. And this package, you don't have to hold terribly far from the phone because it's a small package. But like, say if you're reading a piece of paper, standard size piece of paper, you'd have to hold the phone roughly 12 to 18 inches away, because that way the camera will see all of the text. The KNFB Reader Mobile doesn't have a zoom function, so you have to create a physical zoom function yourself. It also helps to hold the package or whatever it is you're reading slightly above the phone, so that the phone's screen is at nose level, but the center of the package or paper itself is roughly at eye level, further away from you than the phone. So I'm going to snap the photo of this package pressing the capture key, and we'll see what we get.
Taking picture.
Okay, there's the photo.
Reprocessing picture in bills and memos format.
It's processing in bills and memos format.
Camera 0 degrees clockwise relative to the page. Active ingredient purpose. Zincum acetochrome 2X reduces duration and severity. Zincum gluconicum 1X of the common cold uses reduces duration of the common cold, reduces severity of cold symptoms, sore throat, stuffy nose, sneezing, coughing, congestion. Warning, stop use and ask a doctor if symptoms persist or are accompanied by fever. Zincum cold remedy was formulated to shorten the duration of the common cold and may not be effective for flu or allergies. If pregnant or breastfeeding, ask a health professional before use. Keep out of reach of children. Direction. For best result, use at the first sign of a cold and continue to use for an additional 48 hours after symptoms subside. Adults and children 6 years of age and older. Take one chewable squirt at the onset of symptoms. Chew thoroughly before swallowing. Repeat every 3 hours until symptoms are gone. To avoid minor stomach upsets, do not take on an empty stomach. Do not eat or drink for 15 minutes after use. Do not eat or drink citrus fruits or juices for 30 minutes before or after use. Otherwise, drink plenty of water. This product is not recommended for children under 6 years of age.
There is also print on the screen as well. So, for example, the KNFB Reader has a companion version called the K-Reader Mobile, and that's for people with learning disabilities or for people who want the language translation aspect. But if you happen to have some low vision, the print shows up on the display that's been captured, and you can change the size of the print itself. And there is a highlighting bar that highlights each word as it's spoken. This piece of material here is an audiobook called The Ha Ha. It's about a man with aphasia, which is a type of communication disorder. And I will take a photo of this too. And what's interesting about this particular package is that it has some coloration on it. It's not a pure light on dark, dark on light kind of an environment. So let's see how it goes.
Taking picture.
And this kind of thing might be useful if you, for example, want to take a look at a DVD in your home.
Camera, counterclockwise relative to the page.
So my aim wasn't perfect, but I think it'll be okay.
HowardK.IPO.SFA.SLIHA.S not spoke single quote TN and third ever since the head.
Okay, so it's still processing some more. It always tries to give you something that you can look at to identify what you're reading.
Days in the army, words and novel in his mouth, and letters on the page make no SCN.SF at all. BCCCIUSE often see single quote XTREMEL Wiley Matekul see on occasion abilities as no reporter.
We can tell that that didn't come out very well, and there are a couple of reasons why maybe it didn't come out very well. It might not have come out because of the kind of font that was used on the back, or perhaps maybe it's just a matter of re-aiming the camera. So in that case, you know, just give it another try and you're likely to get it. But it is important to know that really fancy fonts don't come through the reader very well. The more bold-faced the font, the better you're going to get. So let's go ahead and take a look at the screen on a normal computer screen. I personally find that the having to flash on makes for better reading. You're likely to get a more accurate shot that way. But with a computer screen, you want to turn the flash off because obviously the computer screen has a light source of its own.
Reprocessing picture and bills and memos format. KNFBREADING Technology, Inc. is a joint venture between KMCWPIL.
Kurzweil, obviously. That's what it's trying to say.
Technology, headed by CEO R.Y. Kurzweil, a 30-year innovator and pioneer in assistive technology and the inventor of the first print-to-speech reading machine for the blind at the National Federation of the Blind, the largest, most influential membership organization of blind people in the United States. KNFBREADING Technologies creates products that revolutionize access to print for anyone who has difficulty seeing or reading print, including the blind and learning disabled. Our world outlet reading software has been especially designed for and paired with the Nokia mobile phones to create the smallest text-to-speech reading devices in history. The KNFBREADER mobile and the greater mobile reader feature.
So there you go.
To me, that just dramatically increased the value of that product. The fact that I can now, you know, as an IT person, I can work on a computer, walk up to it. If I have no speech, I have at least something to let me know what's going on that machine. Is it safe mode, BIOS, just muted? Jedi, the first thing to ask is, and you don't have to go into the menus, but is there any changes you can think of top of your head that you might make from the defaults to kind of improve the quality of the scans that you get? Realizing, of course, some things are dependent on what you're trying to do, but are there any defaults you might recommend changing?
It really is designed to be user-friendly right out of the box in much the same way that System Access is. That seems to me to be the new trend in assistive technology is to reduce the learning curve wherever possible. There are a number of personalization changes you can make, whether it's the text size on the screen, whether it's the voice that's used. Currently, there in the English package, there are two male voices, one of which is a high-quality male voice voice called Ryan, and a second, which is the Eloquence speech voice, and I think they just call that Classic, and one female voice, which is called Heather. And I know that other language packs have other voices that sound relatively close to their native language in the same way that these voices sound close to English. So those are all personalization options you can make. I would highly recommend, again, with the exception of reading a screen, I would highly recommend utilizing the flash. The flash just gives you that extra boost with the lighting. When I first started working with the KNFB reader, even before the mobile version came out, the issue of lighting was a huge issue. If it didn't have adequate light, just like with any sighted person, it couldn't pick up the text and read it. So that's a big deal. If you are reading a screen, however, it's best to not use the flash. Now, a word on polarizers. Polarizers are these little sticky things that come with your reader. If you buy the reader, generally speaking, you might probably have polarizers already installed on the camera lenses and on the flash. But if not, it's a good idea to install them. And what it does is it just prevents glare and shininess when the KNFB reader is trying to process, say, like a magazine or a package with plastic wrap on it or a credit card, which can be shiny. So any of those, the polarizers will cut the glare and make it a little more accessible to the reader. Other than that, not really. The KNFB Reader Mobile is just kind of out of the box as it is.
It works better if you have some kind of cloth or something maybe to place on your lap, because sometimes people can just put a piece of paper on their lap or on a table. Like I said, if it's not a dark surface in and of itself, that you can take a cloth, maybe like you'd get with a new netbook or something, that you'd use to clean the screen. Talk about something you can use to maybe improve the background and improve the recognition.
To be honest with you, with paper, it's not really necessary. The only place where it might be really necessary is if, for example, you're at a restaurant and the paper is sitting on a floral tablecloth or something. In that case, yes, it might be worth your while to invest in a cloth that will provide a dark background so that the reader doesn't become confused and try to read the tablecloth as well as whatever it is you're trying to look at. With currency, it seems even more important to have a cloth or to have a simple background. If you're finding that reading currency is just difficult, then by all means, give it a try. You know, the worst that can happen is that you'll have to exercise more ingenuity and try something different. I will say that when you first learn how to use this machine, it takes a little time and a lot of practice. So, you know, when you first use the machine, if you're feeling frustrated with it, don't give up. Just keep going with it. The reader is really cool. I use it twice a day, every day, and the phone functions I use on a regular basis. In fact, I remember one time I was at a grocery store and I had my reader activated and I pointed it at this one guy's t-shirt and it said, "Save the ales." It was pretty cool.
Mike in St. Louis, got a quick one.
Okay.
I noticed it said processing it like as bills and memos. I know it's got different categories like books and stuff. Does that affect the recognition or is that more or less just the category?
It does impact the recognition. In bills and memos format, it will read straight across. It'll read directly from left to right. Books, articles, and labels, if it detects that there might be columns, it will read from left to right in the first column on the left side and then process from left to right the second column on the right side. So if, for example, you're reading a bill statement, it's best to read it in bills and memos, or if you're reading a newspaper, it's best to have it in books, articles, and labels. Something to keep in mind. It's kind of like how on your standard scanning software, you know, telling it whether or not to recognize columns is effectively what you're doing. But the currency mode is activated by, instead of pressing the capture key, you press the zero key, which tells it, please read U.S. currency. But if you have the K-Reader mobile, which is not the blindness version, then the currency recognition is not available. So that's just kind of important to mention.
Okay, anyone else?
Tom. Mary Ellen.
Okay, there are three people. I'll start with Tom.
Once you've taken a picture or scan of the document, do you have the ability to read word by word, line by line?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You can definitely do that. You can read word by word, screen by screen, sentence by sentence. You can set up all of those navigation issues in the settings menu once the document has actually been pulled up. And you can actually save the document onto the memory card. And if you really want to, plug the phone into, either a computer and transfer the document to the computer, send it to another person with a KNFB reader via Bluetooth, or all of your note takers will recognize the Nokia N82 or the other Nokia, the 6220, as a mass storage device, and you can pull it out of the reader documents folder that way too and read it on your Braille device in TXT format. So there's a number of options that you can do to either read the document as is in the reader or read the document in an alternative or external device.
Okay, Mary Ellen.
What is the price for the upgrade from the original version of the Nokia on the N82, please?
I don't know. If you want to get that information, you'll have to call your local distributor. And if you want to find out who your local distributor is, you can contact KNFB Reading Technologies. Just check at knfbreader.com. If you bought your KNFB Reader less than a year ago, then you probably qualify for a free upgrade. Talk with your distributor. The voices come with the English pack. With this new upgrade, there's the reader software itself, and then there are the language packs. So when you go and install them, you install the reader software first onto your phone, and then you install the language pack. And the language pack includes the three voices. So yes, you'll get those voices anyway, but you don't actually have to utilize the other voices if you don't want to. The default voice is actually Ryan's. So if you want to change it to any other voice, you have to actually do that in the settings menu. But when you actually download and install the program on your phone, you will get the voices that come with your specific language pack. If you, for some reason, have to change devices, the thing to do is to contact a KNFB reader and inform them of your new device, your new IMEI number, so they can give you allowance to use it on that device. Now, it's important to know, too, that every KNFB reader mobile user has what's called a MyReader account, and that allows you to access specific services dedicated to your phone model and to your IMEI/serial number. So if you don't have your KNFB reader information, contact your distributor because they set up an account for you when they actually received your reader. They had to in order to help you activate the things.
We're going to go on to another topic, and people ask me, well, what's the difference between the System Access document scan for $159 or the Kurzweil K1000 that comes in, I believe, at just under $1,000? So I thought I would mention what some of those features are. This is not a demo of it, so you'll still have to evaluate it and kind of see if it works for you, and you can do that. First, our reader is a straightforward scan and save or browse document. So you scan the documents, they're saved to our server, so that way if you're on one computer and want to retrieve them from another one, if you're out at someone else's and you plug in your U3 key, you can scan it and it'll save it, and then when you get home, you can get access to that. So it's real simple, straightforward. Scan, read, and save or no save. That's pretty much it. So if that's all you need, and economics is a factor for you, then $159, and we demoed it, I think, in podcast 13, and it's very straightforward and will meet your needs. Some other things that you get, if you want to go with something a little more elaborate like the K1000. One, it has some search capabilities so that you can search documents and books, things that are available at Bookshare, Gutenberg, Web Braille. You can also search for magazines like the ACB Braille Forum, NFB Documents, Access World from APH, and the Talking Newspapers from the United Kingdom, as well as Bookshare, an appointment calendar. There's a calculator. Now, with a photocopier, because that's something that people asked for, is they didn't have a way to do pictures, and a fax module built into it. There is a PDF converter. A lot of folks use that, so you can just open up a PDF, and it literally kind of scans it like a virtual printer, if you will, and it looks through it and then does an OCR conversion of that PDF into text. So if you open up a PDF and it says no text found or blank document, you can run it through the K1000 and accomplish that. Now, keep in mind, there are two other options. Jamal Mesri has the PDF to TXT reader, and he also has something he put out because Google has built something, and this is called PDF to OCR. So I don't know how that's evolved. I've downloaded it and haven't played with it yet, but you can actually send a PDF through Google, and they can maybe do a conversion for you. You do get NeoSpeech with it, the Paul and Kate. It also has the ability to recognize currency, but again, some of that depends on the particular scanner that you have. You have the ability to get the time. You have a thesaurus built into it, so certainly if you need to know what particular word that you're on means, you can query that. And you have the ability to make CDs. It has something called an audio spooler, so that you can take your documents and make them into MP3s, or can make an audio CD with that text, with the synthetic speech, Paul or Kate or what have you, whichever voice you want to use, so that you can take it with you. Is there any questions about the K-1000 quickly? Okay, Lena?
I just want to make sure that people realize that it also comes with the ability to handle languages, and it does particularly well with the European languages and Latin.
So you're saying conversions, or just to read in those respective
languages? Just to read them. It does a good job on reading them in the language. Most OCRs make a mess of languages that have the accent marks and diacritical markings because it tries to put it all into a letter rather than separating the special marks.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks for pointing that out, because that's certainly not something I played with. There was someone else?
Jess.
Okay, go ahead, Jess.
Just wanted to tell people that sometimes when I've gone and done searches, there's a few bugs in the program. Sometimes when I've gone and done searches for like the Bing 3 and the Gutenberg stuff, some of the searches have yielded kind of like a 404 error. If you get one of those from one of those services, you're not going to be able to change website or anything like that. You're going to have to contact Kurzweil. One of the nice and unique things about Kurzweil 1000 is that it does have the ability to scan, recognize, and read all at the same time, assuming your computer is fast enough. And if you have a modern computer, then you know it should be able to cope with it. So that's one feature that's real nice.
And the other feature I do want to mention, there's an optimize. So if you have a document that you know is important and you really need some more specifics on that document, it could take up to 5 minutes, but it goes through quite a number of gyrations and tries different brightness levels and things to improve the quality of that document. And you can manually adjust them as well if you think that they didn't quite get it. As it's doing it, it gives a percentage, and sometimes it's actually a little higher than the final one that it puts out. But it takes about 4 or 5 minutes, but is well worth it when you have a very, very important document and you need to get as accurate of a read on that document as possible. And that's one of my highlights to the product.
Mike and Sam, that's just a quick comment. The other thing it can do is it can scan. It's the first version where they've done this, but it can actually, you can tell it to scan a page as a form. It may not be perfect, but if you have one of these forms that you need to fill out, it will scan an attempt to identify the fields and allow you then to fill in each field and then print out what's hopefully a decently filled out form. So that's another pretty nifty feature.
That is a pretty powerful feature. Anyone else?
Jess, again, real quick.
Go ahead, sir.
Another thing, too, when you were talking about optimization, you can actually go in there and not only save your optimization settings, you could go in there and look at the recognition statistics so you can see your competency level, how many poorly recognized pages there were. And the optimization thing, it works really well if you're scanning a book and some of the pages, they might have clearer text than other pages. It really works well for those, too.
Two different engines, at least in English anyway. That helps sometimes.
ScanSoft and the Fine Reader.
Exactly.
It's a great product. Well worth the price. And there is a K1000 list. I think there's a list for both K1 and K3000.
Anyone else with final thoughts?
It'll also work with, if you have Office installed like 2007 or 2003, it also will open those files up and save.
There you got a little insight, kind of the quick overview of that product, and certainly we'll provide a link to the website and you can learn more about K1000 Meet Your Needs. And I do believe you can do a 30-day trial of that. So I think that's important to try it out, see if it meets your needs, and learn what the product can do for you. Are there any owners in here of the open book, preferably the latest one, who can comment about it, its features?
In my view, at least, Kurzweil is far superior.
I agree.
There's no, there's really no comparison. They've kind of fallen behind when it comes to that. The latest version is OpenBook 8. What they've changed in the newest one is they've updated the OCR engines, although the recognition I've found is still, it's not as good as Kurzweil. It isn't. It falls short. And one of the main reasons why it falls short, I think, is because it doesn't allow grayscale scanning. It has automatic contrast, which Kurzweil calls a dynamic thresholding. And this is a side note, too. What I found, at least, if you want to get the best OCR, it takes a little bit longer, but I don't even mess with the optimization. Just go for the grayscale. That will give you the best. It may take a little bit longer, but you will get the best results the OCR engine can provide you. And OpenBook does not have that. It just has the automatic contrast. It does allow you to search for, you know, on the different websites, and it has a dictionary, although it's not as extensive. Like with Kurzweil, you can just go to define a word or use the thesaurus and just type in a word that you want, and it will pop up the suggestions. With OpenBook, you can only do that in a document, so if they do offer a demo, I'd say try it. In my humble opinion, out of the two, Kurzweil beats it hands down. There's not even, it's almost even hard to do a comparison. OpenBook has fallen really behind.
Does OpenBook have a way of cutting and pasting all that multiple documents?
It can do multiple documents, and it can, you know, open, you know, the Office, you know, files and that type of thing. And it can do the PDF, although it doesn't do it as efficiently, in my opinion. The way the OpenBook does it with the PDF is it always uses the Freedom Import Printer to print it, whereas what Kurzweil will do, the newest versions of the OCR engines are capable of taking the PDF file directly. So what it will do is, in Kurzweil's case, it will send the PDF to the OCR engine, and the OCR engine will do what it can with it. If that doesn't work for some reason, then it will resort to using the virtual printer. But with OpenBook, it does the printer right away, which basically means it's going to take quite a bit longer. I cannot think of anything, any reason at this point, because the prices are the same too. I can't think of any reason or advantage of OpenBook that Kurzweil doesn't do. I really can't.
Okay, Jedi, your comments since you use OpenBook.
Well, right now I'm using OpenBook 7. Again, no offense to Freedom Scientific users, but I am kind of in the process of removing Freedom Scientific from my machines, just because, again, I concur in the fact that the days of overpriced assistive technology are over. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, I mean, I still use a brand note taker.
Proprietary systems are out of here.
I mean, you know, I definitely, for example, use a note taker, but that's been, you know, the best solution for me as a student, and so I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But, you know, I definitely think that more blindness-supported technologies, especially ones that are going to give you the most bang for your buck, are kind of the in-vogue thing these days, you know?
They need to be products that will integrate into mainstream devices.
In all fairness, Freedom Scientific was the first to really do that with their note taker.
The OpenBook 8 is not handling the European languages well at all.
Is there a demo of this document scan device that you are selling anywhere?
You can, as a new user, it's a part of your 30-day demo.
I had a question about, you mentioned the Kano scanner. Is that, like, if you take it around to computer, is that plug and play, or do you have to, like, carry the disk and install the driver?
Really didn't talk about our own Serotalk document scan. It's pretty straightforward. It is an economical way if you're on a limited budget. A Kano scan or some portable USB-powered scanner and have portability where you can take it with you when you travel. There are drivers required for it. The device is not plug and play, but it is USB powered. But our technology will work with any Twain compliant scanner. So again, if you go to someone's computer, put in your key and you have system access, and if they have a scanner that's already recognized as Twain compliant, you can use that device and scan your documents. But no, there is an executable that you will have to install with the drivers. I thank everyone for their comments, and we certainly will post links to the four different scanning packages, and of course invite you to follow Serotalk, both our Tech Chat's regular podcast that occurs every 2 weeks. Twitter, going to twitter.com/Serotalk, Serotalk. Follow Serotalk activities on Facebook by looking for Michael Lauf, L-A-U-F, in particular the one in Evansville, Indiana, so you don't follow the wrong Michael Lauf, if there's such a thing. And we invite you to stay in touch. We got a cool podcast coming up this Monday talking about some accessibility for the iPod to make it record, and we're even going to have some goodies to give away. That's right, prizes. You gotta love it. So anyway, we've got some great tech chats coming up here. The NFB will be joining us to give their inside view on the new Newsline and Newsline in your pocket, and up to 280 newspapers and publications, both on your Victor or portable MP3 or from a website without the ads. Also going to be speaking with Joseph Hull. He's involved in sleep research and study, and I know a lot of individuals have difficulty with sleeping. He's going to have some great tips and suggestions to help us not only improve our sleep, which will in turn help us to be more productive in our daily lives as far as getting things done and keeping up that level of energy and motivation as we do what we have to do. So a lot of good stuff coming up. We thank all of you again for your participation, and we're going to put the wraps on Tech Chat 15. So again, from Serotalk and the Tech Chat, this has been Michael Lauf. So till we meet again, let's stay connected.